This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Campbell Soup Company said this week that sales, as measured in dollars, rose 15% last quarter over the same time a year ago. Sales volume, though, as measured in actual cans of soup and loaves of Pepperidge Farm bread and Milano cookies, they actually fell over the same period, down 1%, selling less product, yet bringing in more money. Marketplace's Justin Ho does the grocery essentials math for us.
Whenever John Stanton's walked down supermarket aisles this year, he says it's been hard to miss higher prices on packaged foods.
It's noticeable, and I walk through the supermarkets regularly.
Stanton does that because he's a professor of food marketing at St. Joseph's University and a former consultant to the Campbell Soup Company. He says it's not just packaged foods that are getting more expensive.
It's buffered by the fact that not only are these packaged goods going up, but it seems like everything's going up.
Produce, meat, dairy, even going out to eat. Amy Bentley, a professor of food studies at NYU, just went out to a lunch spot to buy herself some hot soup.
And a small container was like $6. You know, at some point I'm thinking, can I really justify buying that container of soup for my lunch if it's way more than I'm comfortable spending?
And that's exactly the kind of thought that makes Campbell soups and other packaged goods look a lot more attractive.
Because it's seen as an economy food and shelf stable, and it's something that Americans have relied on for a long time.
People could trade down further and buy generic or private label foods, says Aaron Lash, an analyst at Morningstar. But
consumers that trade down are still paying a higher price than what they would have over the past year.
Food companies' input costs have been rising. Campbell says its costs were up 18% last quarter. Lash says packaged food companies are likely to keep prices high since their costs are likely to stay high.
Some of that tends to be more sticky, meaning that if you've put through wage increases, those are unlikely to be rolled back.
Next year, Lash expects packaged food companies to focus on offering multiple products at different price points so people have cheaper options. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.